All right, we are back, and we are with the kickback branding expert, Bruce Turkell. Hey, Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, now, you know, you've been giving me tips on branding for a long time, and I think that by now, when I go to an event, I've found that I'm somewhat of a brand, too, but there's a lot of pitfalls that can happen. Once you've built your brand, you've got to kind of keep the train going, and there's a lot of different ways that that train can get derailed. So, Bruce, how does somebody maintain their brand?
Well, I don't know who remembers the talks we've had before, but each time, of course you do, each time we spoke about the most important part of building a brand, which is all about them, that you're not talking about yourself, you're talking about your customer and your potential customer. So it's important to remember that when you're getting tired of saying the same thing over and over, they're only beginning to notice. People are not going out of their way to think about your brand, they're thinking about themselves.
And that's why you're on the show a lot, because part of what your seven things are is to repeat, repeat, repeat.
That's number seven. That's right. Once you get the point, you say it. I'm glad you paid attention. You
must pay attention occasionally
read
here.
The book right before I came on today.
I did. Actually, it's sitting right in front of me, but I'm not going to flip the pages because, you know, I got too many people watching me. So people have built the brand. They're making it all about the other people. So I got to guess then the first thing is that you switch and you don't make it about them anymore.
No, you continue to make it about them. But the important part is to now get the message out. The reason we talked last time about strategy, not about tactics, is that if you have a strategy that says, here's who I'm going to, how I'm going to promote myself, and here's what I'm going to tell people about, now you use all the different tactics. And David and I were talking about it in the car on the way over. Someone will say, should I use Twitter or should I use Facebook? Should I go on LinkedIn or should I write a blog? Should I go on Jim's show? And the answer is yes. Because you never know where that consumer and potential consumer is going to capture you. So Dr. Wolf writes an article in the Miami Herald. That's not the end of the job, though, because getting the article printed in the Herald is great. But then he has to reprint it. He has to upload it to social media. He has to make it available to his patients. He has to make sure that people he used to do business with, people he wants to do business with, all know about it. Just getting the message out once is not the job.
And then we repeat, repeat, repeat so that they hear the message. And then now they've got it. They understand me as a brand. I know you go on all these different interviews. And one of them was when somebody, I know that recently there was, while you were on TV, we'll talk about it. This Live Strong guy, this is a guy that bollocksed up his brand somehow. How does a guy recover from that?
Lance Armstrong's going to have a hard time recovering from his brand. Not because of what he did, because Michael Phelps recently went into rehab and I was on CBS Evening News. They were saying to me, doesn't this destroy his brand? And in fact, no, it's good for his brand. We don't mind when people screw up. What we mind is when they lie to us. If they screw up, they admit it, and of course they go into therapy. Look, Michael Phelps, I have no way of being like that guy. He's won more Olympic medals than anyone in history, and you may not believe it, but under this shirt, I do not have his shoulders. I know you think I do, but I don't.
You do look rather muscular.
Thank you, Jim. But when
he does look muscular.
Dr. Wolf, he's a doctor.
He looks pretty good.
He doesn't work below the neck, though, remember?
Oh, that's all he got you.
I can give you an opinion.
So I can't be Michael Phelps in all his glory, but when he screws up, I go, oh, wait, he's like me. So I could relate to that. That was actually ultimately good for his brand. Lance Armstrong, on the other hand, took advantage of, beat up, and bullied people below him, and he lied to us. When he lied to us, that was the big problem. We would accept people's foibles. We won't accept them conning us because, again, all about them. It's all about us.
My gosh. Well, you know, I guess that's...
It's interesting. In my office, it's all about the patients. You know, I have patients who are very thoughtful, but it's all about the patients because that's why they're there. And so it is. It's in everything.
Absolutely.
It's all about that.
It's critical that Dr. Wolf makes sure that his nurses, his partners, his administrative staff, everybody he deals with understands that you're in business because of your customers. Yes, you have a vision. In fact, the whole way to build a brand, we talked about it, is understanding what your true, authentic self is and figuring out how to promote that. But you do it in the light of what your customer wants.
Well, now we've got something. The customers want it. We've got the thing about we have to be honest and forthright. What's another common mistake that makes somebody's efforts to build their brand kind of go sideways?
Well, you said something very quickly that we should spend more time on.
Well,
be honest and forthright. People used to believe I can put out whatever image I want because there's no way for anybody to check. And that might have been true in the old days. But in today's 24/7 Wi-Fi web-enabled world, transparency is the key. You cannot get away with creating a brand that is not truly congruent with your authentic self, because between Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and Google, people can find out everything about you on their phones while they're still talking to you.
But one of the things that I find is you can create an entire reputation on online as a physician and not be that physician. I see that all the time. I see, you know, people who you look on the online, you read about them, you think they're wonderful. I get to see what they do to other patients. And I say, how can they possibly do that?
That's not going to last. Part of the reason that happens in the medical profession is that the AMA does not allow you to put any sort of declarative sentences about you can't be the best, you can't be. But as more and more disgruntled patients, and more importantly, their families, start to post on Yelp or other places what someone did, that will not last. That will go away.
So, you know, you talk about transparency. It's something that I do in business all the time. I say, look, I can't remember if I'm going to say something wrong, so I'm just going to tell you out front, transparently, what's going on. And they go, oh, my God, because everybody else is out there manipulating
me. Well, isn't that what Mark Twain said, that he doesn't lie because he doesn't have a good enough memory? But now Google provides an institutional memory for all of us. Look what happened with politicians. They used to say whatever they wanted, and then they could say something else because nobody knew. But now Jon Stewart has created search, or his team has created search software that finds what a politician said about a subject, so they show the videos. I will not ever do this. I always do this. I'll never do it. I'll always do it. And as soon as he shows it, credibility out the window.
Yeah, so then I guess you have to be consistent too, Doc.
Well, that's what I was going to say. In my office, I tell my patients the same thing all the time, what the expectations are, what the risks are, and what the benefits are. So when some patient comes to me and they say, well, Dr. Wolpe, you told me I was going to look 15. I said, impossible. I don't do that. So you have to be consistent. And that's the thing. If you can't produce and you can't do the right thing, you just don't do it.
Well, maybe you need to wear a body camera during those interviews.
That's right. That could be the new thing in plastic surgery. You'll have a GoPro mounted on your head.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
We're talking that.
Oh, my God.
That's a reality show. We're talking about the GoPro.
Fabulous. Well, listen, when you learn how to download this stuff off of your GoPro, you're going to call me.
We'll have to first get one, but I do need to learn how to do it.
I'll show you how to do it, Jim. Okay. It's not
right.
That hard.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. I knew that there was a reason that I had you in my life other than building my brand. How much time do we have left to talk? We got 2 minutes. Okay, Bruce, we've got 2 minutes left. You know, you write your blog. Your blog this week is about disruptions in communications. Give me a good example of somebody disrupting their message.
People don't disrupt their own messages. The key to disruption is looking at an issue, a problem, a business with a new light. So Elon Musk has disrupted the automotive business, but he didn't come from the automotive business. Mark Zuckerberg disrupted the yearbook business and the communications business and the media business. He didn't come from that business. Steve Jobs disrupted the telephone business and the music business. He didn't come from that business. Disruptors tend to be people who are not tied to the past, not tied to convention, not tied to tradition. Tied to tradition, easy for me to say, but instead look at things in new, bold, unique, special ways based on not what they can do, but what their customers want.
Oh my gosh,
that was great.
Isn't he great?
That was great.
Guy should write books and make speeches, don't
you
think?
I come here for the accolades.
Yeah, we love him. We give him this thing. We tweet about him. We have a great time, and he helps us build our brand. And one of the subtle nuances was, you notice how I led into the question I asked Bruce? I just read in your blog.
Yes, thank you for promoting that. I write a blog every week. I don't sell anything, by the way, but I'm talking about different ways to brand yourself and brand your business. It's at Turkel Talks, easy enough to find. My last name, Turkel Talks, because I do a lot of that, .com. And you can subscribe. You'll get it every week. You'll learn all about these tips and techniques.
And you'll get to talk back and forth with guys like me as we comment on his blog. Doctor.
It's better in live, though. I read the blog, and it's really good, but it's... even better in life.
Well, I love having him around. I love having him around. Listen, Bruce, we got to get you back before the year end, if not right after the new year. I know you're going to still sit in with us with David. Doctor, will you stick with us too?
Sure.
Awesome.
I'm in.
Awesome. We'll be right back.
We're all in.
We're all in. We're going to be right back. We've got the whole peanut gallery. We're going to talk about how to get your child into the right school. We'll be right back